Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut and in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
You know the Bellas love The Bachelor, so we are so excited to have Hannah Ann on the podcast.
I mean, like, beyond excited. Plus, we have Mama Bella and Artem here to duke it out after all that drama on the latest Total Bellas episode.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bree.
And I'm Nicole, and this is the Bellas Podcast.
With all this drama lately, I feel like we haven't talked about our baby bumps.
I mean, with all these new kicks, I feel like I'm ready to pop.
You know what that means? It's time for opening up, so let's pop that bottle. This week, Nikki and I are opening up with some virgin classic Bloody Marys that are spicy, because we love everything spicy right now.
We do.
And salty.
And so many people say that you shouldn't technically have spice till the end of your pregnancy.
Well, because they say you're going to go into labor, but this is how I feel like everything is. If you ate spice before, you can eat it during pregnancy. Don't all of a sudden bring spice maybe into your life. Right. And you and I, let's be honest, it's not like these are that spicy.
No. I mean, right. No.
So it's weird with our cravings. We'll go super sweet where we need a donut or one of Artem's famous baked goods or just something really sweet like an acai bowl. Or we want something so salty it would probably gross everyone out.
Well, I don't think so. I mean, a pickle sandwich is pretty normal.
I don't know if a pickle sandwich is normal.
With pepperoncinis on it.
Yeah.
That isn't normal.
That is not normal. So I am 27 weeks. Nikki is
25.
Yeah. And we were just looking at our, what do you call it, Nicole? The bump app. You know, how many weeks you have left? How many weeks do you have left?
I have 15.
Yeah. And I have
the little
13.
One. How amazing.
I mean, you guys, we're in that final stretch. And Nicole and I now are starting to plan our nurseries. We've been getting pretty much all of our stuff. So all of our stuff is here. So now we're going to start to clean out our guest rooms to start to put our nurseries together. We both already made reservations at the hospitals.
Yes. And you know, I feel really blessed that we are having our babies in July, beginning of August, because as of now, they said that it looks like our men will be able to be in the room, because due to the pandemic, I feel sad for some of the pregnant women out there who had babies who couldn't have anyone in the room. And I've heard that rumor that it's happening a lot right now in the hospitals, and rightfully so, to keep everyone safe. So as of now, I know both our doctors said that it looks pretty clear that the men get to be in there, because I could not imagine doing it alone. And the women that have, amen to you, light and prayers and thoughts go out to you.
Yeah. The bummer for me is that the family can't be there, because I pictured, yeah, like,
now there's no family.
The family would all be in the waiting room, and Brian would, we'd find out the sex because we're having a surprise, and then he would walk out and everyone's like, tell us already. Aww. And then Brian would announce it and everyone would cheer.
I know.
Like, I envisioned it that way, but hey, at least
we'll
I
get everyone
Brian
on
there.
Zoom. I mean, that has been the latest trend. So we'll get everyone on Zoom, go. And maybe you just show the private part in the little
My
camera.
Private part?
No, we'll already see that.
Oh, the baby's. I'm not going to show my baby's private part on Zoom.
Well, then we'll just have Brian put his face in it and be like, it's a boy or it's a girl.
Right.
That's but, you cute. Know, I'm bummed that you're not going to be with me. That bums me out.
I know. That makes me sad, too, because yeah. I think it would have been really fun for me to experience labor with you the way you did with me, because I've never done that with anyone before.
I know.
And now I never will, because I always thought, like, oh, I'll do it with Nicole, but you'll probably only have one kid.
Well, technically what we could do, if you already have your baby at that point, then we could put like a pillow in your tummy and then you could like recheck in as me. Like we could do our twin switch, twin magic in the hospital.
Because they're going to fill my belly and not know it's a pillow.
Okay. You've it's never an been, idea.
No, you've never been to triage before.
I have not.
Check in. They check everything.
Oh, that's good.
But I will say the one thing that has hit us, which we feel like we're already in our third trimester, even though we're really a week away. But the one thing that's hit us is we have been so tired the last 3-4 days.
It's been rough.
Tired, you guys. But I was this tired, Nicole, throughout all Birdie's pregnancy. But I am tired.
Well, you know what I have to say? What really affects me, because, you know, you and I are actually doing a lot of business every day. Bree and I, you know, being in the middle of launching a book May 5th, we have a lot of media days coming up. We do a lot of media every day, whether they're pre-recorded interviews, phoners are what we call them in our business. So we'll do international ones, national ones. You know, we've been doing that, which has been exhausting, but also amazing at the same time. We've been doing the same thing for Total Bella season 5, which don't worry, we are getting to the recap here soon.
And tell everyone how much furniture you and I have been moving.
Okay, so, but then we literally do Birdie B, Nicole and Breezy and wine, Bonita Bonita stuff every day, you and I have. And on top of it, Bree and I have been moving furniture. We have this like joke that our neighbors probably think we're the weirdest people in the world because we have these big baby bumps and our men won't be around. And we're literally lifting furniture over our head. We go back and forth to each other's house because I've been wanting to save money, of course, in this time. So any furniture that Bree has had either in her storage or is getting rid of because of her new nursery, I've been moving into my office or a few places in my house so I don't have to purchase new furniture, and we've been doing it all on our own. And I've been telling Bree, like, I'm just so exhausted. Like, today we already had some work stuff early this morning, and it shifted my mood a little bit. But I've noticed that if I mentally get exhausted being pregnant, I'm fully done. And even if it's 9 a.m., if I'm mentally out of it physically, then there's no way.
Right. And I'm kind of can be the opposite at times. Sometimes mentally, I could push through if my body's feeling good. But the minute my body wants to lay down, my mind wants to lay down.
Yeah.
And I feel like this baby is laying right on my C-section scar.
Ooh.
And it's been throbbing so bad, especially today, that I'm kind of just like, oh.
Well, I have to say, before we get to the Total Bellas recap, Bree just scratched my tummy. Don't. You said if you scratch it, I get a stretch mark, so you can't touch.
Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Don't. You're the worst. That would be so evil. But my baby's been kicking so much lately. And I find it to be the cutest thing. I kind of freaked out over the weekend because I didn't feel my baby for 2 days. But like last night, just doing a full Broadway show in my belly. And I was so obsessed. And what was cute was every time, and I know Brie, you've been there and you probably still do it, I like scream Artem's name so he can like run over and feel it. But last night we actually were able
to
see
Brian
it.
Still.
Yeah. It's the most special
Brian
feeling.
Brian loves it because he wants to feel the baby.
No,
all
I
the time
agree.
Too.
It's the way the dads connect as well. And it's like love taps from inside.
It was one thing I missed when Birdie was out of my stomach.
I
missed
really
feeling
love
her
it.
Kick.
I'm just really enjoying my baby getting bigger. And what will be amazing is next week I'll have an update for you guys because I will be doing more of the anatomy testing and just getting to see my baby. So I'll have some updates on how cute the baby looks.
Okay, enough about babies. Let's hear about the drama, Nicole, with your brother JJ last night.
Oh, gosh. You guys, so episode 4, Total Bellas, aired this past Thursday. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it's just really difficult for me, this constant battle or argument or talk amongst the family. And it's only with JJ and Lauren. JJ's our brother and Lauren's his wife, that I favor Birdie. And, you know, it really bothers me because it's sad that they see it that way. The fact that I even have to explain myself is so silly, but let me explain myself. So Bree's my twin sister, identical twin sister. And for you twins out there, you would understand that bond, especially being identical. Like, we literally come from the same egg that split, right? So we also are business partners and we're together 24/7. So when Bree was pregnant with Birdie, I literally was with Bree the whole time during her pregnancy. Literally, Bree worked till they wouldn't let her travel anymore, which was 5 or 6 weeks out. I mean, we were flying to England for WWE stuff.
I was 5 weeks out.
I mean, I felt bad for Brian at one point because I think I interacted with Bree's belly more than him.
Honestly,
right? So I would talk to Bree's belly, especially then when you knew the sex and you guys knew the name. Like, I mean, I was always like singing songs to Birdie. Like, we were just together. I mean, majority of the time in hotel rooms, to save money, we would be sharing a hotel room, a king bed. So I'm very close with my sister. I was very close with her during her pregnancy. I was in labor with my sister. Now, let me put this into perspective. When Lauren was pregnant with the nieces, I wasn't invited over. They didn't send me pictures. They didn't give me updates. We weren't invited when the babies were born. We weren't there in the hospital. So it's just the fact that they don't see that. Like, I literally was in labor with you for, what was that, 26 hours I was there?
23
that I didn't leave Bree's side. And then besides Bree and Brian, I was the next one that held Birdie in the hospital. And then it's not like our relationship ends, especially work-wise. Bree started traveling with Birdie. Was Birdie 2 months?
2 months old, I started traveling with Birdie.
And I was on those flights with Bree. I was in the hotel rooms.
I started filming Total Divas. I was 2 months postpartum. We moved to San Diego with you and John.
Right.
And so you remember we were doing all of that. I mean, Birdie was 2 months.
Right. So I was still with you guys all the time. And this is the thing. And if people, you know, there are going to be people that disagree with me and people that agree with me. And I understand that people have their own opinions. It's what makes the world go around. I don't have the luxury. Like, I couldn't just walk into my brother and his wife's house and grab the baby out of her hands and be like, hey, Coco's here. No, they would be like, your sister's crazy. Like, she's just coming in. They would think I'm crazy. I could walk into your house, grab Birdie from your arms, and we would have a conversation. It's so different with sisters. And even what we don't even showcase on Bella's or what they don't talk about, even JJ's wife is different with her sister. This is a thing too, what people didn't get to see is on top of that, on Total Bella's, everyone saw how she's there, she doesn't see him. By the way, I wasn't even living in Phoenix at the time. And the thing that frustrates me a lot, and this is where I see people in our industry, how families start to break up or people become very distant with their family members or friends, is I literally, every time I'd come to Phoenix, I would land and I would go straight to work and then I would be flying right back to LA. Like,
or you would stay in my guest room.
Or I'd be in your guest room.
Because your house wasn't built yet.
Yeah. And my brother lives 25 minutes away, and I know that sounds silly. That's not far. But when you're someone who I literally, the moment I landed, I would go straight meeting to meeting to filming, get into bed, wake up early in the morning, do it all over again. And so sometimes, yes, is it easier to come to me so I can actually see your kids? Yeah. But then they weren't even telling me. Like, when I saw the episode was the first time I was hearing so much of the things. And I'm like, I never get a text about it. They don't randomly send me photos of their little girls. Like, look at what V did today. Look at what Alice did. I don't get that. I would understand it if you were always blowing me up with updates on the girls and what are they doing next and FaceTimes. I don't get anything. Nothing. And, you know, I can't always defend my relationship with Birdie. One, Birdie and I share the same DNA. People have to think about that, too. Like, Birdie literally has, because of what you and I have, of myself in her, which is crazy when you think of it. And I think that's why Birdie even has a certain connection to me.
Well, and I think my biggest thing, like when I was watching the episode, and I even remember when we were filming, and so much of like our conversations, you know, they get cut down. There's always a lot more depth to them, but you can't air a 30-minute conversation. But for me is no one's ever gone out of their way for Birdie. And I've never once complained. Everyone lives really busy lives. Unfortunately, in America, when we hear that there's 24 hours in a day, we think, how can we put 26 in? We're very busy people. And I think that's been the nice thing about quarantine. We've all learned to slow down and appreciate being home and family time. But no one's gone out of their way for Birdie, and I've never complained. And if someone has gone out of the way for Birdie, it's you. And I never once sit back and say, hey, you never made up any type of fun things to do with Bird. I feel like sometimes I go a little further and I make the effort. But I kind of looked at it and I was like, there's just people who are going to sit back and wait for everyone to come knocking on their door. And if you don't go knocking on the door, they're going to bitch. There's just people like that. I'm not that person. My feelings never get hurt.
Right.
If I want to go see someone, I'm going to go see them. If I want to text someone, or if I want to like connect or do anything, I'm going to do it. I don't need anyone else to do it for me. But the biggest thing is you can't take away how much time you spend with someone. I mean, my sister and I, we are business partners. I mean, we were not only a tag team for over a decade traveling the world together, but we're literally business partners. And what that means, we're business partners in four companies. We're always talking. We're always on the phone. We're always seeing each other. We're always doing just everything on a day-to-day basis together. So it's just inevitable that everything...
Inevitable.
Nicole, we
inevitable.
Always... Inevitable. She always has to help me.
Yeah, we help each other.
We have those moments in our life where vocabulary is just very upsetting. But our families are going to be close. It's just how it is.
Right. Well, and how many Christmases have you and Brian spent by yourself in Phoenix with your family down the street who didn't invite you to their other family gatherings?
Exactly, a lot.
So those points never get brought up. I don't like to play the victim game. Look, I love my brother. I love his wife. I love his nieces very,
his daughters.
Very much. His daughter,
your
I mean,
nieces.
My nieces. You can't ever take my love away from them. And also, let me take a little bit of accountability. I need to open up my eyes and realize, okay, this really affects them. So maybe I need to make a little bit more effort. That's the one thing why we put everything out there on Total Bellas every week, is that we constantly make mistakes. So we put it out for the world to see. And hopefully, if you do make those same mistakes in your life, or you're going through the same things, you can learn with us, grow with us. But maybe that's my learning lesson too. Like, I need to hold myself more accountable in that way.
Well, let me say this. Hopefully we all understand each other. We probably won't. And it's going to be one of those things like agree to disagree, right?
Right.
So agree to disagree. But there's another one that I really want to hear, because Artem would really love to talk to Mama Bella about a couple things. So we're going to bring on Mama Bella.
He got the wrath all episode. And let me tell you, Twitter blew up. And I think the Artem army was formed.
Well, and I have to say, because we've been watching together every Thursday, it was really fun to see his facial expressions, to be like, wait, what'd she say?
Because
what'd
you guys have to understand, Artem hasn't seen one episode, like, at all. So he watches with all of you every Thursday night. And he was just sitting back like, oh my gosh, that's what your family thinks of me. I get both sides. I get Mom's point and I get Artem's point. But I'm going to always, you know, I'm going to defend my man. But I get both sides. And it was really fun to also see the interaction of all the viewers, of like which side they felt or how they agreed or disagreed. But everyone was dying to hear Artem's perspective. He was busy making Bree, Birdie, and I homemade pizzas, which is so cute. And they were so yummy.
I just want to say this. I had to take my wedding picture down, and it's the only picture I have with Brian's side of the family and my side of the family all together in one, has had to go into a storage box. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay, but I have told Brie, and Artem feels the same. Like, those are memories. I won't let my Nana take certain photos down that John's in, because I'm like, those are memories. And he's an amazing man. And just keep it on the wall. I don't mind. Artem doesn't mind. I'm not here to erase memories, but I understand it maybe that I've scarred people. But like my nana even asked, do you want me to take these down? And I was like, absolutely not. That was a great memory in my life. It's not a memory that I want to forget or I'm running from. Like, I cherish them and I'm very grateful that I get to be with a man who's understanding of that.
Yeah, that is true. All right, Nicole, enough about what we think. I think it's time to bring on Artem and Mama Bella so they could duke it out.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine, so that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career, and that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping, or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it.
It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses, so if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor Meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving Mom Factor Meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor Meals shows you, you can eat a good sized meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person, fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code TWINS50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code TWINS50 at factormeals.com/twin50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, everyone. I am so excited. I mean, you've heard from Mama Bella before on the podcast, but I'm excited to put her in the hot seat today, especially because I think Artem's going to be the one asking the questions.
Well, I mean, that makes the hot seat more fun, right?
Oh, it
that
does.
After we saw the latest Total Bellas episode, I think let's bring them together.
Let's bring them together, everyone. Welcome Mama Bella and Artem.
Hello.
Thank you guys for having us together at the same time.
Right.
You guys are making it sound so scary. I don't know. Like, it's not that scary, actually.
No, in fact, I think we should take a picture.
We should take a picture.
Let's take a picture.
I got that, Mom. That was a good joke. I got it. You guys definitely obviously did not get about let's take a picture.
Of course we did.
The whole thing, Brie, on Total Bellas, because Mom didn't want him in a photo.
God.
Oh, my God. I knew it blew over her head.
I just thought you meant let's take a picture in this moment. That was good, Mom. That was really good.
That was good and quick. I like that.
So, Mom, Artem was making us homemade pizzas during the episode, and he really wanted to tweet at you, but he was kind of late to the game, and people were like, kept blowing up the Bella Twins Twitter going, why isn't Artem, like,
responding, commenting?
Yeah,
like,
responding.
Oh, my God, he's just so sad and such a poor guy.
So, my God.
Like, He's just getting beaten on every corner. Apparently, like, people saying that's like, oh, we feel so bad for Artem.
Well, we want to hear, everyone wants to hear your perspective, Artem,
well,
and then we want
all,
to hear from my mom after we hear from you.
First of all, of course, my reaction was like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be in the picture. But then Kathy explained it why, and it made total sense. Kathy wanted to take a family photo, and I was not included in the picture. And the reason being is because Nicole and my relationship was quite fresh and new. And who wants a picture of, let's say, actually, I don't want to say that out loud, but just hypothetically, someone from your family dates someone and then don't date them anymore. And then all of a sudden they end up in a family picture from like 1996. It's just awkward. So I totally get it.
Yeah, you're saying, so at the time, like, who wants to have the fling in the picture?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And this isn't an 8x10. Okay, let's talk
That's
about
a big
that.
Picture.
This is a piece of art.
Exactly.
Well, no, but she's saying it's not an 8x10. Like, my mom wanted to have this gigantic, painting on the wall, pretty much.
Right.
And so, and I've always been, and I said it earlier before we brought you both on, and Mom, and I want you to talk too, and Artem, I want to dig a little bit more into your brain. But I understood both sides, like, of what everyone was saying. And I think it's cute because Artem is such a sweet, sensitive puss in boots, like I was saying in the latest episode, that you just automatically feel really bad for
your
him.
Your fiance, sweet and sensitive puss in boots. I mean, what kind of description that actually is?
I was just thinking that right now.
Oh my God, like that's crazy.
No, Artem, you're so masculine and strong and you stick up for yourself. I love it. So, Mom, what'd you think of all the interaction on Twitter?
Well, it's interesting. Obviously, I got more hate. And first of all, everyone should know how much I adore you, even then. But we need to understand the timeline, because I even got heat from Nightly Pop. They even went after me.
Nightly Pop went after Mama Bella?
I love those three, but they were referencing, why wouldn't I want you as her fiance in the picture? And why wouldn't I want the father to her baby? Okay, at the time when this happened, Nicole still had her house in LA, not even asking you to move in with her in Phoenix. So it's a little different timeline. And Artem, you know how much I adore you.
Yes.
And I felt so bad. And it made me reevaluate the process to be more self-aware of your feelings. Oh my gosh, I felt
well,
horrible.
I mean, Mom, I mean, let's be honest. You did try to do it behind his back. So at least I think you were aware of his feelings. Like, wait, if he doesn't know, I'll just get two made and I'll just switch it in and out. And I don't think people actually realized. I was like, well, my mom actually tried. She was just like, I'll make two. Everyone sprint, hurry. He's on his way. Get two photos. I know people are having a field day with that, but Mom, you made Nightly Pop like you're over. Like
I
you
in the right way.
Yeah.
Everyone used to love Mama Bella until this season. Shit, yeah. I'm getting more heat.
Well, because you're getting more over, and that's, I mean, we've all been there, right? We've all had our seasons where we're like, is this over? Oh my gosh.
Mine was last season. Actually, mine's been almost every season.
Yeah, yours is every season.
I get heat for like having an opinion. I'm like, wait a second. One minute you guys are like, just stand for what you believe in. Give your opinion. I do. And then I get like hammered for it. I'm like, well, am I supposed to sugarcoat it?
Oh, okay, for both of you right now, the heat and negativity compared to the positivity and love I see you guys get is incredible. One, a majority of the people who wrote negative comments, you guys had like 5 or 10 people backing you up with positive. So I know it's always easy to point out the negativity and the hate, but we can't forget the people that really spread the love and light. And for you two, there's so much more positivity. It is really fun to see the negativity at times. And oh my gosh, next week's episode, I want to hide, but it's okay. I'm going to have to deal with it. And
I'm not
Artem
watching.
Is a superhero.
I'm not watching. I'm
Our
sorry.
Fight's next week.
Hey, I'm Artem, I'm just going to tell you, when you do first season, you are always just like the baby face. And then after first season, it is game on. They come after you. So just be careful. I am telling you.
Can't wait.
I have to agree with Nicole. And I'm okay with heat. Everyone has their opinions like we do. And our opinions are reflections off of our experiences, no matter what it would be, right? The picture, it's because of past experience, both with me and you, Nicole, you know, having exes in Nana's pictures. And I will tell you the amount of DMs that I have received on Instagram of how our family has touched lives has really touched me. And it just means a lot because it is a very scary thing to do this and to put your life out there. And for those people that take the time to do that DM, that helps us, you know, move forward.
I agree with you, Mom. I mean, that has been my one thing of when people ask me, like, do you like being a reality star and why and how have you done it for so long? And Bree and I have always been like, stay true to yourself, always keep it real and raw. And this season, we've gone even deeper into that, which we didn't think we could. And I've been seeing that and receiving the amazing DMs and Instagram comments and love and support. And not only that, even the text messages. And this is why we put everything out there, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, I love having Artem on and seeing his perspective of life and you and your perspective and even having Dad come back in and stuff with JJ. This is all real family stuff that everyone deals with every day. But you know what? Sometimes we're in this filtered world that how do they all look so perfect? Well, guess what? We're not making it look perfect and we're actually showing people how we get through it and we stay a family and we stay strong. And that does inspire people and it gives them hope. It makes me so proud of our family and proud of Artem being a new cast member and just getting thrown in the fire with 7-year veterans of like, you know, we know what to expect. It's fun for Bree and I don't know for him because he hasn't seen any episodes. So he's just like watching everything for the first time and
that's why I'm not watching next episode.
Yes, wait, you are.
Artem,
I'm not.
You have to relive our fight.
Well, if you've been near that fight, even for like a quick second, it's scary.
It's so good. It's so good. I am so excited to relive it. So I have to say,
I think I got a phone call after it.
Oh yeah, she probably doesn't even remember calling you.
No, you called me the next day.
Oh yeah. I don't actually really remember either. I was giving drunk advice. It's awful. But I have to say, I think Brian had the line of the night when he said that Nicole would probably be the one to hop over the fence to put Louis Vuitton in Birdie's room, and he was slightly concerned about it.
And he got hate for that too. People were like, leave her alone.
Yeah, we need more Brian. I miss Brian. And Artem, so you know, like, you and Brian, you guys are angels with everything you guys have to deal with in our lives. You truly are the calm before the storm.
Calm before the storm. That's what I was trying to say. I said the calm in the storm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the like eye, right? Wire. Is that what they are?
I still mess up bob wire. It's like sucks.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, when I read that and see things like that on social media, I giggle and I never want any of that to change. That's our family. And I'm right there with you too. We do that so much. And that's okay. That's our personality.
I agree. Well, Artem and Mom, any last thoughts? You're here with the listeners, we all watch the episode. We have tomorrow night coming up.
Well, I will say, you know, that in hindsight, I need to learn how to confront and have a conversation with you, because you probably would have understood. And in hindsight, if I would have known that you would have been engaged and soon to have a new little one, I would have absolutely had you in the picture. And the good thing about this is now in a few months, we even have more little ones to put in the picture. So it'll be a great family picture. And I'm sorry, Artem, if I made you feel bad at all, I am sorry. But I truly was paid back when I went to go give Nicole a hug and she swerved around me and headed for you. That was the best payback you could give me.
That was so funny. I'm sorry. I know probably felt really awful, but that was the funniest thing ever. I think it's going to be a gif for a long, long time to come.
Oh, but yeah. People kept doing that gif. It was great.
But thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'll be honest. I mean, I totally get the reasoning why you thought of that. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Relationship was quite new and fresh. And we didn't know where it would lead. But thankfully, it led to beautiful things. And yeah, we just can't wait to get those big pictures with lots of babies filled in on those pictures.
Well, I mean, Artem, you're going to be front and center now. I mean, you're giving her another grandbaby. So,
right.
So you just scored your way to the middle.
Yeah.
Now the grandbabies will be front and center. We're all going to be pushed to the back. I know that. But now we'll be able to do what? Thanksgiving time. We'll do the big picture at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I have not done a holiday card in years. And now I have my holiday card. It's going to be of us and all the grandbabies. And it will be so fun. It will be a celebration.
Exactly.
I agree. And then, Mom, last thing before we all go, what gender do you think Nicole and our babies are?
I have no idea. I don't want to guess. Okay. I don't want to guess because... Okay, selfishly, can I say what I want?
Yeah, of course.
I hope you have boys. And if you have girls, I will be ecstatic. But I have three granddaughters, so I'm ready for a couple of grandboys.
Well, you might get them. Who knows?
I know. I can't wait to hear you
two. It's a 50-50 chance, let me tell you. It's good odds.
Good odds, 50-50 chance.
Yeah, at least one out of two. But I kind of hope you have the same sex.
I do too.
And I just hope they give you as much hell as you two gave me.
Amen. Well,
Birdie's, you know, she's the sweetest little girl and she's so fun, but she's definitely challenges me.
This is what I will predict. Birdie will be in the wrestling business.
Oh, I actually now believe it.
I saw how she hooks on to like V and stuff. 100% she is taking lessons from watching her dad on SmackDown.
You had to see her Bing Bing Brian the other day. And I'm like, Brian, did you teach her that? And he's like, well, I showed her one time how to do a karate kick. And I'm like, that's all you have to do is show them one time and they know it. So she's doing these air karate kicks and she walks up to Brian and goes, bing, bing, bing. And I'm like, Brian, we can't have her go back to daycare and bing, bing kids and air karate kick them.
Like, so
it's so cute. I mean, I know how I'm getting kicked lately. I would say our baby would be a wrestler, but then I'm like, I don't know. That could be the jive or the cha-cha. So
right.
We'll see.
Or the can-can.
Or the can-can.
Can you do the can-can? Well, we love you, Mom. Thank you so much for coming on.
And I love you, Artem.
And Artem, I love you so much. And thank you for not only putting up with Nicole, but putting up with me.
Oh my goodness. And no
me.
Big deal at all.
Oh yeah. Oh,
my pleasure.
And Brianna. Actually, one more question. Who's the worst out of the three of us?
What do you mean?
The worst in what way? Who's the toughest to handle?
I think my soup is boiling. I think I gotta go. I'm sorry. I think it's just really getting hot.
I know he wants to say Brie.
No, he doesn't. He wants to say you. Okay. After I've been in quarantine with you two, you're way harder on him.
Okay. Pre-pregnancy Brie, maybe pregnancy hormones me.
For sure you.
Mom, you're still in the clear.
You're definitely in the clear.
You're
it's between Nicole
you're
and
good.
I.
Yeah, and hey, they didn't even show some of the fun stuff from our day at the...
We had like a whole picture with a dip on the bench. What happened? Right.
So Nicole actually asked if YouTube could show
we're
that.
All of it's going to be going on YouTube because I said there was so much fun from the Malibu Wine Safari with my mom and Artem. And then I said with the little girls at the museum, they actually put on a performance for us. And then even when we all were waltzing, when we were all in the Downton Abbey outfits, and we just have such an amazing production team this season, you guys. And I know you're all seeing the difference on Total Bella season 5. And there were so many beautiful shots they did that were so cinematic and gorgeous. And so we're going to make sure that that all gets up on the YouTube channel. Actually, head to Brianna's YouTube channel, because not only are we about to hit 3 million subscribers, so please make sure and subscribe, but we're about to hit 600 million views, which we're so proud of, but we have a lot of deleted Total Bella scenes on there. So go to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/Bella Twins.
And I think what those deleted videos show is how we all do recover and how we all love each other and how much fun we have.
I agree.
I agree, Mom.
It's hard to fit the Bella fam life in 44 minutes every week. Even someone tweeted last night, they go, I think the Bella fam needs 2 hours every week. I'm like, yeah,
I would honestly.
Agree. Some people only do 30 minute shows, not us. We need more.
We
Who
do.
Who would have thought?
Love it.
Well, thank you again, Mom and Artem, for coming on. We love you both. And
love
until tomorrow, Total Bellas, 9, 8 Central, only on E!
One in eight. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
One in eight, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipe, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston when it comes to ingredients. It's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it.
All right. Well, I know Gato was so jealous that she had to go because our mom is obsessed with The Bachelor, which I became obsessed with it this past season, yeah. But not with Peter, with the girls.
I know. We were anti-Peter.
Oh, man. Yeah. He ain't flying on my plane. So we are very excited for our next guest because she was a rock star in season 24. So everyone welcome Hannah Ann Sless.
Hello.
Thank you, guys.
Hi. We are so excited to have you on our podcast. When I DM'd you, I was so excited that you DM'd back.
Oh my gosh. I was so excited that you messaged me. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so much fun. And being able to talk to like two real rock stars like yourself. I mean, I'm excited. This is an honor.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. That's really sweet.
The one thing Nicole and I were talking about when we wanted to interview you, because we always look to put inspirational people on our podcast. We always want to talk to women who we feel like kind of made some type of noise in what they did. And when we were watching you, and especially at the end and with the reunion, I was like, oh my gosh, the way you stood up to Peter and like told him what you felt, I was like, that takes a lot of courage and takes a lot of bravery.
And on live TV.
On live TV.
With an insane amount of viewers.
Knowing millions of people are watching, but also to do it to someone's face, which I feel like nowadays is so hard because we get so connected to text messaging, social media. It always feels like a good out to do it to someone, like over text. The way you held yourself and the words you used and how you were, it gave me goosebumps watching because I was like, whoa, that's a powerful woman. Nicole and I were like, we have to get her on and just talk to her because that really moved us. That was like a badass move.
It really was. You were so empowering in that moment, which you were that way all season. How do you feel now, like life as a reality star, during it, after it? Like, what are the feelings?
I don't think I'll ever consider myself like a reality TV star because I'm just, you know, I went on a show to find love and I still think of myself as just Hannah Ann from Tennessee. So like going to the grocery store and seeing people like take pictures or recognize me, I don't think that will ever get normal, you know, but it's been a lot to take in, the good and the bad. I think, you know, before and after the breakup, there are so many emotions. And typically in the season, it ends and you're kind of like in secret, but really there was like ongoing filming happening. And there's a lot going on to where like it kind of halted a little bit of like my healing process versus if I were to walk away single, you know, I walked away engaged. And then everything was such a secret. It was like so weird. I would go to a coffee shop and then people would be like, you're on The Bachelor. Are you engaged? And I'm like, well, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I just, you know, had this huge breakup 2 weeks ago and the whole world's going to know it. And I just had so much fear, you know, just knowing that this is going to be part of my story. I just kind of had to really work through all those emotions. And that was a lot.
That is a lot. I mean, I could imagine because, you know, even myself going through a public breakup, that was difficult. And what was tough about that was it came out before season one on air. So people thought that it was a publicity stunt, like it was fake just to get people to tune in. And mine was different than yours because I was going through pain of like, no, this is real. Like, I'm not lying. But I couldn't imagine like having to keep that in and being like, well, tune in, you'll see if we get engaged. And I mean, I'm going to say it because we all got to watch, but like you got played so dirty anyways. I mean, I'm so happy you guys didn't work out and whether that's the real him or not, I was just so disgusted. And Artem watched with me all season, my fiance now, and even he was so disgusted. I got so invested. It almost made me not want to watch towards the end because I felt so bad for you seeing how he was with someone else. I couldn't imagine living through that. And then having to keep it a secret and then knowing what's about to air and what the world is about to dive into with you. I mean, you're a very strong woman. you've held yourself with grace. And I love it because you also have a really cute, sassy side to you, and the world needs the real.
We like the sass, girl.
Yeah. We can't always be corporate, what I call it.
Right.
You got to throw in real feelings. So I
throw the tie off.
Yes.
So after experiencing all that, do you think you'll go back on reality television to find love?
Right now, I'm really enjoying keeping things private. It's nice because, you know, if you're getting to know someone, not the whole world has to know about it and have their opinions. And I'm very grateful I've been able to share my personal life with the world, but also it's involved everyone having different opinions and just, you know, thinking that maybe they know the full story, the things. And I'm just really enjoying the quiet, private life right now. I wouldn't ever recommend a public breakup to anyone because it's just wild. It adds a whole nother element of pain to a breakup when it's public. And I never, you know, wanted that. Even after the show, like I was ready to like fight for it and to make it work. I think it really comes from like my upbringing. Like I've never quit anything I've ever done. Like I was never allowed to quit. And so that was kind of my mentality in making, you know, me and Peter work is because I wasn't a quitter. I wasn't, you know, and looking back on it now, I understand why we didn't work out. And I think a lot of it had to do with just because I'm just not going to quit anything. I'm always going to follow through with what I say.
I love that.
I love that too.
So as of now, we probably won't be seeing you on The Bachelorette anytime soon, or maybe we will. But so what are your other passions and like, what are we going to get to see next of Hannah Ann?
Yeah. So prior to the show, I modeled. So I'm going back to, you know, modeling, which I'm really excited about because that's just like, it's so much more than just taking pictures for me. It's a creative outlet. I love fashion and I love just like working with so many talented people like photographers and stylists. And there's so much more work that goes into it. And I just appreciate even like the nitty gritty of like the smallest detail. So I'm really excited about that. I'm training for a half marathon right now.
Nice.
Ooh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, girls, I have a lot of steam to run off.
Yeah, you do, right? Oh my God, I love that.
And then just like getting adjusted to my apartment, unpacking, and you know, it's been nice just to have some quiet time because really the past 9 months has been very odd for me. The show is kind of like being quarantined, like you're away from everyone. And then after the show, I was going through the breakup and just, I felt like I was having to work through so many emotions. I truly wasn't present.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the biggest thing I've learned is when you're able to allow yourself to feel those feelings, but let them go, you're able to be present and you're able to get your life back. And I feel like I'm going to be emotional, but I feel like now I'm able to have my life back.
Yeah.
Because I've let go of those feelings and like truly have decided to forgive. And, you know, it's a choice I make every day.
That's beautiful.
I love that.
I love that.
You know, I just went through something like that, like the last couple of weeks, and like people on Total Bella saw just learning to let go with my dad and forgive. But I couldn't believe how free I felt. Like I realized that I was hanging on to so much anger and it just weighs you down and like doesn't make you feel good. And the minute I could really forgive and give that deep, good forgiveness, I felt so light and free. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I need to be better at forgiving because this feels really good.
It's true. Well, and I feel like you can make being on TV as yourself positive if you can learn and grow from what you went through. And so is there anything you learned about yourself or something new like that?
I learned, you know, I can be completely content on my own. During the show, you know, I was kind of stripped away from everything. I kind of found my identity in my career, my family, my friends, my lifestyle, hobbies. I didn't have any of that. So I really kind of had to dig deep to find my own self. And I realized just, you know, how adamant and strong I was. And I can be, you know, financially independent, emotionally independent. And just, I never realized, you know, especially growing up in the South, like, you know, you get married young and, you know, that's kind of what I envisioned for my own self. And throughout this experience, I've learned like I can do it all myself.
I love that. You're speaking our language.
Independent woman.
Yeah. And as women, like we need to champion each other. And
we do.
I really have like found that within myself and I'm loving it. I love this new rhythm. I love this new Hannah Ann, and it's definitely more grown, matured. And I definitely trust my instincts more.
See, that's so beautiful.
You gave me goosebumps.
You did.
I'm like,
you
I have goosebumps on my face, on my legs.
That's so beautiful.
It really is.
You're very inspiring.
Wait, you're only 23?
I turn 24 tomorrow.
I love that. Shush! Happy birthday.
Oh my God, I love that.
Gosh, if the Bells weren't pregnant, we'd be popping bottles with you.
Hey, maybe after.
Social distancing style.
Yeah,
yes,
after.
Sure.
We'll have to have a celebration.
Yeah, we'll give you a happy belated birthday.
And you know what? I have to say, like, hearing you say all that, and I feel this with all people who put their heart out there on reality TV, but even with you women, people don't realize, like, you guys still hurt afterwards. Like, you still are going through a breakup. Like, you fell in love with someone, and I feel like people need to recognize that more and be more sensitive, because I mean, I'm sure you're getting it now that you have become such a big public figure, the trolling online and people
all
just
the judgments.
No sensitivity. Isn't it crazy?
All the judgment and just saying like one thing and it's taken out of proportion to where it's been implied this. And it's like, I didn't mean to imply that. And you know, I think forgiveness and breaking up and emotions, no one should judge because everyone's on their own time frame. And anything implied just needs the
And you know what?
It's
going to happen over and over again. I tell Brie, like, I'm always like, I guess I constantly put my foot in my mouth because I'm always making some type of headline. And I'm like, that's not even what I meant. Anything you say is going to always go back to Peter for a while. You're going to put a quote up and people are going to be like, oh,
actually
it's about Peter. And I still have to deal with that in my life. Yeah, it's like, maybe I just want to be a romantic poet for a second and not talk about anyone. And it sucks. Like, that's, I think, the one unfortunate thing when we show love on TV and then we go through something public like a breakup. Everything becomes them socially. And everyone just assumes and just always.
Was that the hardest part for you?
Yes. And it's crazy because there was like so much like, and you probably know this, there's so much that people don't know. Like, really, to only know the full truth and know exactly what's going on in the relationship, it's just the two people that are in the relationship. And I feel like sometimes I just constantly want to defend my heart and my feelings. And still to this day, it happens to me all the time, whether I post something or I get asked something in an interview, and I'll feel bad for like reporters or news anchors and stuff because I know they're just doing their job. So I'll always politely answer. But then all of a sudden it turns into this headline that I was dissing or I said this or I was throwing shade. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that wasn't my intention at all. And I still deal with it today. And I'm always constantly going to Brie, like, am I ever going to get away from this? And Artem will deal with stuff. And I even know that my ex-fiance will still deal with stuff. And it's hard. I think we all will have our struggles with it and always be like, are we ever going to get away from this? And it's been, what, almost 3 years, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
And we still haven't. I feel like I'm going to have this triangle for the rest of my life. And so I've just tried to like have this shell that fights it all, because it used to get to me really, really bad for like a long time.
She would get depressed over some stuff. And I'm like, the negativity on the web for some reason creates more clicks. Yeah. So they put it out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish more positivity would get more clicks.
Yeah.
I'm like, so don't let it affect you. You know, like they're trying to go in hard and.
But it's hard not to, because I could tell like you're an amazing person. And I think when you have a good heart and a pure soul, it just affects you because you're like, I'm not that person that you're trying to paint me out to be. I'm sassy.
Same.
I can be bougie and I stick up for myself. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I have a pure heart and a pure soul and I don't want to hurt people. I just want to be me and speak my voice and walk in my truth. And I'm proud that you're doing that. And just know people are always going to have something to say. Always. It'll never end, right?
Never end. And so one last thing that Nikki and I would love, what would be one thing you would say to women who've been in your situation? Obviously not many going to do it on television, but you and Nicole can relate to that, but but who are going, because we get it all the time, especially with Nicole, we still will get women commenting and calling in and just talking about breakups. But what is one thing you could tell them, like that one step that they could take to kind of start to heal from a breakup?
I think the first step is creating structure for your life, because, you know, with my breakup, everything was out of control. emotions were out of control situation. I felt like I couldn't get a grip on anything, but what I could do is get a grip on my routine. So just keeping myself on a schedule, setting goals for myself. Like even now, like I'm training for this half marathon. It's something I've always wanted to do, but why not? It creates structure for me. Also, I really love painting. I'm really into art. So just finding an outlet that you like thrive in and that you're passionate about. So when you're done with it, you're like, oh, like you feel like you've accomplished something. And it like little by little will like build your confidence up. And so that's what I have found. For me, it's like just taking a lot of time to allow myself to feel how I feel, whether that's anger or sadness, just let it out. And the biggest thing for me was just kind of accepting it all.
Yeah. You know? Gosh, that's amazing. And in structure, that's, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's such an amazing first step. And I want to ask one last question because okay. He walked in.
She always has to do the last question.
Well, I know, you know, you might be done with TV for a bit, but what I'm thinking is that for the next season of Dancing with the Stars, I feel like you could have a really amazing partner.
I would love that. No, that's actually one of my goals.
Is it really? Artem?
Yes.
Artem, okay, can you make this happen?
You and Hannah on Dancing with the Stars.
Hannah, I'm going to mention your name and see what's going to happen. I'm going to try to push for it. How about that?
Yes, I would absolutely love that. And they typically pick one person from every season. So.
Yes, they do. Absolutely, yeah.
So there you go.
Great chance.
And yeah. The Bellas will be front row, and by then we could drink. So we'll be drinking champagne.
And then we'll do birthday celebrations.
Birthday celebration. Maybe set me up with someone.
Yes.
Know?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do our best.
You know some single dancers,
oh, well,
right?
No, but when Dancing with the Stars is on, people, I mean, that is like the golden ticket to see it live. So we will, I'll be in charge of getting the men. Artem will be in charge of just making you look amazing and teaching you the best dances with
I'll
the
be
top
in charge
choreography.
Of the babysitters.
Oh, because we'll have babies. That's right. Alcohol. I'm like babysitters. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're pregnant. Oh, yeah. Any last words?
Yeah, good luck with everything. I mean, you did such an incredible job on, you know, how handled that situation. Really proud of you over here.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Aww. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Hannah, for coming on and just talking to all of us. I know our listeners are so excited to hear from you.
Yeah, true inspiration and an empowering woman. Total badass.
Aww, so keep it up. Keep it going.
Congrats on your babies.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you. And thank you so much, Hannah Ann, for coming on the show. You are truly such an inspiration and so happy that Mama Belle and Artem have made up.
Me too. And that we'll finally take the family picture. Also, you guys, tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And we just launched a new Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bellas Podcast, so make sure to follow us at the Bellas Podcast.
And don't worry, Bella Brains will be back next week.
That is right. So until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.